Canto 5, Chapter 18, titled The Residents of Jambudvip Offer Prayers. And I believe we're on text 16. The 15, Govinda Prabhuja 15, yes, we're on 16, right? And it's there's no purport, so we'll go on to 17 afterwards. And it's prose. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jaya Mudirayat. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisance unto the personality of Godhead Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, Srila Vyasadeva, the author, Srila Prabhupada, the translator and commentator, as well as Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning. So this is prose. Ativa sulalita gati vilasa vilasita uchirahasa isavaloka lilaya kinchid utambita sundarabru mandala subhaga padanara vindastriya ramam ramayan indriyani ramayate. Word for word. Ativa. Very much. Sulalita. Beautiful. Gati. With movements. Vilasa. By pastimes. Vilasita. Manifested. Ruchira. Pleasing. Hasalesha. Mild smiling. Avaloka lilaya. By playful glancing. Kinchit utambita. Slightly raised. Sundara. Beautiful. Bru mandala. By the eyebrows. Subhaga. Auspicious. Vadana aravinda sriya. With his beautiful lotus-like face. Ramam, the goddess of fortune. Ramayan, pleasing. Indriyani, all the senses. Ramayate, he pleases. Translation. In Ketumala Varsha, Lord Kamadev, Pradyumna, moves very graciously. His mild smile is very beautiful, and when he increases the beauty of his face by slightly raising his eyebrows and glancing playfully, he pleases the goddess of fortune. Thus he enjoys his transcendental senses. You want to repeat? In Ketumala Varsha, Lord Kamadev Pradyumna moves very graciously. His mild smile is very beautiful. And when he increases the beauty of his face by slightly raising his eyebrows and glancing playfully, he pleases the goddess of fortune. Thus he enjoys his transcendental senses. And there's no purport, so we'll go on to text 17. Tad Bhagavato Mayamayam Rupam Paramasamadhi Yogena Ramadevi Samvatsarasya Ratrishu Prajapatir Duhit Tribir Upetaha Hasu Chatadbra Tribir Upaste Idam Chotaharati. I don't know. Should we do the word for word also? Yes? Huh? Oh. Translation. Accompanied during the daytime by the sons of the Prajapati, the predominating deities of the days, and accompanied at night by his daughters, the deities of the nights, Lakshmi Devi worships the Lord during the period known as the Samvatsara, in his most merciful form as Kamadev. Fully absorbed in devotional service, she chants the following mantras. Purport. By His Divine Grace, Srila Yasi Bhaktivananda Swami Srila Prabhupada. The word Maya Mayam used in this verse should not be understood according to the interpretations of the Mayavadis. Maya means affection as well as illusion. When a mother deals with her child affectionately, she is called Maya Maya. In whatever form the Supreme Lord Vishnu appears, he is always affectionate toward his devotees. Thus the word Maya Mayam is used here to mean very affectionate toward the devotees. Srila Jiva Goswami writes in this regard that Maya Mayam can also mean Kripa Prachuram, deeply merciful. Similarly, Sri Srila Viraragava says, Maya Pracharanat Miya Sankalpena Parigrihitam Ityartha Jnana Paryayo Tra Maya Shabda. When one is very affectionate due to an intimate relationship, one is described as Maya Maya. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains Maya Maya by dividing it into the words Maya and Amaya. He explains these words to indicate that because the living entity is covered by the disease of illusion, the Lord is always eager to deliver His devotee from the clutches of Maya and cure him of the disease caused by the illusory energy. Translation again. Accompanied during the daytime by the sons of the Prajapati, predominating deities of the days, and accompanied at night by his daughters, the deities of the nights, Lakshmi Devi worships the Lord during the period known as the Samvatsara in his most merciful form as Kamadev. Fully absorbed in devotional service, she chants the following mantras. Om Agyana Tmanandasya Vinanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruvain Maha. I was born in the darkest ignorance, but my eternal spiritual master, the Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivananda Swami Srila Prabhupada, has forced my eyes open with the torchlight of knowledge. Therefore, I offer my most humble obeisances under His lotus feet. So this is continuing with the residents of Jambavadvip offering prayers. It came to my mind how incredible it is that we can hear Srimad Bhagavatam and get like a window into the spiritual world and insight into all these different places which are far beyond our ability to realize and that are far beyond the experience of this one insignificant material planet. We heard prayers by Prahlad Maharaj and by different devotees, and now we're going to hear prayer by Lakshmi Devi. In this particular Varsha, Lord Kamadev Pradyumna is the presiding deity, and he's, as explained here, he's enjoying himself with the goddess of fortune and his various devotees. As Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport, breaking up the meaning of this word maya mayam, in the commentary given by different acharyas, talks about how this indicates how the living entity is covered by the disease of illusion. And the Lord is always eager to deliver his devotee from the clutches of Maya and cure him of the disease caused by the illusory energy. So in this material world, we are unfortunate because, as Bhagavad Gita states, Icha Dvesha Smutena Dvandva Mohina Bharata Sarva Bhutani Samoham Sargayanti Bharantapa. He says that all living entities are born into delusion, overcome by the dualities of desire and hate. So this illusion is a concomitant factor to our existence in this material world. As it's explained, we have different imperfections. Our senses are imperfect. We commit mistakes, therefore. And we are illusion. And even though we have all these defects, we also have a cheating propensity, because the desire to enjoy matter is so strong that the living entity is willing to engage in all kind of abominable activities just to satisfy his senses, and still he has the audacity to declare that there's no God. So although we have we're in a very unfortunate situation within this material world, within this material body. It's explained that there is one good quality in this most unfortunate age of Kali Yuga. Not only do we have a material body with its various defects, but we're born brought up in the most unfortunate age. Prayanal Payusha Shabha Shabha Kalivashmini Vajana Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagya Hupadruta. O learned one, in this iron age of Kali, men have but short lives. They're quarrelsome, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. It's explained, Shukadeva Goswami tells Maharaj Parikshit that although it's Kali Yuga, there is one good quality in this age. And that quality is that one has the Hare Krishna mantra, and one can chant it any time, because as Lord Chaitanya says, there's no hard and fast rules for chanting the holy names of the Lord. I was thinking yesterday, I was mentioning to the devotee how incredibly merciful it is. I mean, we have the most valuable thing. We can get association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead at any time and any place simply by chanting His holy name. And immediately there's relief from the distress of the three modes of material nature. Immediately, according to our surrender, we feel bliss. We feel the presence of the Lord. And so the Lord is so merciful that concomitantly, even though we are so unlucky, unfortunate, and even though the age is such that there's so many disturbances, just like this morning, I was starting to do my puja, and I'm like, oh, this is very nice, now I can fix my mind, I'm worshiping the Lord. And every 10 minutes, there was a car in the parking lot that the alarm was broken on it. And every 10 minutes, it's going beep, 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 and then it would stop for 10 minutes, and then another 10 minutes, beep, 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 beep. So it's just such an unfortunate situation that we live in. However, the Lord is so merciful that the mercy He gives us is even so much greater than whatever disturbance is there. So just by chanting Hare Krishna, we can immediately get contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even in our unfortunate position. And certainly that is denotes the incredible mercy of the Lord, who, as mentioned here, He is always eager to deliver His devotee from the clutches of Maya. So this is something that we can always remember. If we always remember, no matter how unfortunate our situation is, no matter what problems the mind and the senses give us, if we always remember how Krishna is always eager to deliver us, then we always have an opportunity to get past the whatever trials and tribulations we are going through. But this illusion, it's called a disease. And this is a most unfortunate situation that we're in, because although we are so unfortunate in so many ways, we're in this illusion thinking that we are this material body and that the purpose of life is to satisfy our senses. And even though we have the incredible opportunity of making volumes of spiritual advancement, still, as Lord Chaitanya even mentions in his Shishashtaka, that somehow or other we have no attraction for them. This illusion is so strong, the attraction of our senses and sense objects is so strong that literally in Kali Yuga, without process like this incredibly merciful process we have of simply chanting Hare Krishna and engaging in any one of the nine processes of the devotional service, without this extreme mercy by the Lord, it would literally be impossible for us to make spiritual advancement. I mean, just imagine, you know, today people are very proud of going to a yoga class and engaging in different yoga asanas and breathing exercises, and at the end of the class feeling a little bit of release from the senses and mind that are always harassing them, and feeling a little relief, they're thinking, oh, I'm some great yogi now. But the yoga process is not like that. Just imagine, it takes 100,000 years to perfect such a process. How difficult it is to become self-realized. how incredibly difficult, how long it takes, how much effort and austerity it takes to become self-realized. But in devotional service, in Kali Yuga, it's so easy. All we have to do is chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Krishna Himself, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the creator, maintainer, and destroyer of this material manifestation that's actually happening simply from an expansion of an expansion of an expansion. The source of everything, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, just by chanting His name, can be dancing on the tip of our tongue. Such extreme mercy is there. And even still, how is it, speaking for myself, that I'm so unfortunate that I have no attraction for it? So all the processes that we've been given by Srila Prabhupada, they are all very important. The process of waking up early, the Brahma Samhita, for Brahma, Brahma Muhurta, and attending Mangalarti, Tulsi Puja, chanting japa with the devotees, listening to Srimad Bhagavatam class. This is so powerful that it's able to unlock our mind, our unwilling mind, from the lock, this prison house of false ego. So it's imperative for us to not only attend all the temple programs and associate with the devotees, but also to develop desire to become free from the anarthas, which force us into a situation where we still do not have an attraction for chanting the holy names of the Lord. Just speaking for myself, there's so many distractions that are still there because of the weakness of the mind. Srila Prabhupada explains that this weakness of heart is what we have to get beyond. And he says the most powerful weakness of the heart is a desire to lord it over material nature. And the second weakness of heart, he says, is that as we lord it over material nature, then we become attached to so many aspects of that lordship. So we're about to hear, we've heard up to now different verses by Prahlad Maharaj and by various devotees. Now we're about to hear a verse spoken by Lakshmi Devi. It's interesting to hear. This is Anjambadweep. There's a tract of land where Prahlad Maharaj lives, and it was interesting to hear his prayers that he's chanting. I was listening last night to Vaisheshika Prabhu, who was doing a reading on from his home, and you can dial in the number and listen to it. And he's reading the seventh canto prayers about how Prahlad Maharaj instructs his schoolmates leading up to the appearance of Lord Nrisimhadev's appearance day, which is coming up shortly. And it was interesting. It's mentioned how Prahlad, as he's talking and instructing his schoolmates, it's mentioned there that his schoolmates were interested in hearing when the teachers left. They became very inquisitive. And it's explained how one should hear this transcendental subject matter from the very beginning of life. Because at that point, when one hasn't gone yet through puberty and hasn't gone through so many of the different stages of life that force one to become hardened at heart, it's a much more favorable time to absorb spiritual vibration. It has a much more powerful effect. But it was interesting to hear Prahlad Maharaj, how he's in later on in his life is reciting these various prayers here. Anyway, I apologize. I'm a little bit brain dead today. I think we'll end class here. Does anyone have any questions, comments? Yes.
Oh, you're talking about lording over material nature, is that like acting out of false ego, completely forgetting about Krishna, or
the false ego forces us to accept that which is not, accept this temporary reality as the all in all. Accept our body and our relations as real, and so we have a desire to lord it over material nature. Our original pure desire to serve Krishna, becomes covered by false ego, and so we act in such a way as to lord it over material nature. And yes, the false ego influences us to do that. True to karma, Prabhu.
You know, I've been out of town, you know, quite a bit. Do you recall which varshas and the personalities who pray in them have been discussed up to this point? Like, this is Ketamala Varsha.
This is Ketamala Varsha.
And what other ones have been discussed? Do you know? I'm just curious. And which personalities?
Prahlad Maharaj lives in the tract of land known as Harivarsha. Harivarsha. That's the land where Prahlad Maharaj lives. And then it was mentioned, I think it's Sri Bhadravar. I can't remember his name. Bhadravarsha. I think his name is Bhadravarsha. And he is a predominating deity of Bhartavarsha, I believe. Here it is. Bhadrasrava, the son of Dharmaraj, rules a tract of land known as Bhadrasavarsha. Okay, so there's Bhadrasrava, summit Dharmaraj. He rules the tract of land of Bhadrasvavarsha. And Prahlad Maharaj rules Harivarsha. And Pradyumna rules Ketuma. I think there's three. Ilavitavarsha? Right, well, right. I guess that was in the previous chapter, right? That's Lord Shiva, who worships Shankarshan in Ilavitavarsha. So that's four. Anything else? Daya Granthraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.